Now, in a moment, we're going to hear the new Dexys track, an exclusive of the new Dexys track. It's called Carrick Fergus. It's from their latest album, and you're going to tell us a little more about that, Lucy.
The new album is due out on June the 3rd. It draws on lead singer of Dexys, Kevin Rowland, and co-producer and band member Sean Reid's Irish heritage, and comes from the idea that they had back in the 80s. Kevin spoke to me yesterday, and he explained why it's taken so long to come to fruition.
Just as we were about to record One Day I'm Going to Soar, it came to me that the next move should not be another album in any way similar, but it should be to return to this idea that I first got in the 80s, about 84, 85, when we were recording Don't Stand Me Down, to do an Irish album. That was the plan, to do an Irish album. It was to be called Irish. It was to be all Irish songs. But after we made Don't Stand Me Down, the band broke up, so we never got to make it. And even 10 years ago, I was thinking to myself, OK, if I did Carrick Fergus, how can I do it? And by now, the brief had expanded. I thought, well, you know what? I don't only want to do Irish songs. I really like to do a few other songs. I wonder if I can do You Wear It Well or whatever. That's what we did. And we put at least as much care and attention into these songs as we would our own. You know, they're not covers. They've become our own. It's become a Dexys album. It's interpretations rather than covers.
And he told me more about why they've approached it this way.
You know, I think all kinds of identification with a nation or an area or anything like that or any kind of thing is a dead end, really. It's not a great thing. Having said all of that, I grew up hearing these songs. My parents would sing them, or aunts and uncles, you know, if they, you know, came back from a night out, and they'd sing these songs, and they were beautiful songs. I heard them without any music, unaccompanied. And then the funny thing is, I didn't go to Ireland for quite a long time until I was about 20-odd with Dexys. Early 80s, and I thought, I must buy them records, because you couldn't really get them too much in England. It was hard to get them. I bought them, and I was quite disappointed in the way they sounded, a lot of them, because the way they'd done them was quite cheap and a bit corny, whereas the way I'd heard them sung, they weren't corny, by these maybe uncles of mine or whatever who were working on building sites but had beautiful voices and really knew these songs inside out. So I don't know, I've had this idea for a long time.